ואלה המשפוטים אשר טוסים בפניהם. חוף א' א', ואלה המשפוטים אשר טוסים בפניהם. זוהר הקודש says, ואלה המשפוטים, שבח, ואלה המשפוטים, זוק ואלה המשפוטים ואלין סיידר גולגליה. ואלה המשפוטים ואלין סיידר גולגליה. אז יש לי את זה הקודש. סרגיות המופן רב שולם פוברסקי שליטה, ונסגוון הבוחר הנשיבה ספונוביץ', וזה בוחר כהן הנשיבה. פה בוחרים, and they found on the floor in Ponovich 50 pounds. 50 pounds. So they went to ask the Chazanish what to do with it. 15 English pounds. They went to ask the Chazanish what to do with the 50 pounds. The Chazanish told him, Zigmorim bo mitzia, Motzo mois mefuzoris, Arei ilu shaloi. Motzo mois mefuzoris, Arei ilu shaloi. So maybe you could take the money. You found 50 pounds, you could take the money. So they went back to Chazanish, and they asked him, the Gemara says, Yehu shaloi midas, lo yave yosh. If the Bali doesn't know about it, the Mele is not a yosh. So if Yehu shaloi midas, lo yave yosh. If Yehu shaloi midas, lo yave yosh. So Mele, the Bali doesn't know about it. Mele is a nishkin yosh. So the Gemara says, it asks the Kashin bo Metzia, why motzo mois mefuzori, sarei ilu shaloi? Fray the Gemara, why are ilu shaloi? Zog the Gemara, the reason Motzo Mois Mefuzor is Arei Eilu Shaloi, Zog the Gemara, because Odo Memashmesh Bekisoi Bechol Shom. So even though we know that Yehu Shaloi Midas Lo Yavi Yehush, a Bevala person checks his pockets the whole time, and mainly he realizes if he loses money, mainly Motzo Mois Mefuzor is Arei Eilu Shaloi. They went back to Ponovich, the group of four Bachrim, and they started sitting in the four corners of Ponovich for an hour. And they saw that no one, and Choshev Yeshiva Ponovich, puts his hands to the packet in the middle. That must be given cell phones, you have to check, maybe you get a message. So the Mele, no one put his hands to the packet. And the Mele, they came back to the Chazanish. So, they told the Chazanish, so if no one checks his packets, so it's weiter Yehu Shaloi Midas. If it's weiter Yehu Shaloi Midas, so, how will we take the money? So the Chazanish told them, Afal Pika, Afal Pika, Afal Pika. So one of the Bochim asked the Chazanish, Efsha, the Chazanish made the Baal Shem. So the Chazanish asked, what? So he said, Shaitin the Baal Shem, Tavam Unzare Parshe, Ve'ele HaMishpotim, Ele Seder Gulgalai. So like the Baal Shem, what's the Pshat, Ele Seder Gulgalai? The person owes, steals money. He owes money and he doesn't pay back. So he comes back a different Gilgul to give it back. So what happens in the next Gilgul? How he gives it back? But he gives a present to the other person. So he never paid back for the next Gilgul. He's giving it now of this Gilgul. How you pay back as the other Gilgul? How you pay back as the other Gilgul? How you pay back as the other Gilgul? How you pay back? You pay back. So it's really like a Gilgul. Zag the Chazani, Zag the Baal Shem, the Pshat is Hazel. Lama Zogin, you lose money. And the aloha is, Motzo Mois Mefuzoris, Arei Eilu Shaloi. So Yenem finds the money, he's allowed to take it. A Begrada, you didn't check in your pocket. So Al Pi Aloha, the money is yours. Eile HaMishpatim, does he say der Gulgelayo? That Duch, this Mishpatim could be a Mola Echetimtze, that the money will go back to the other person, the money can come back to the other person, even if the other person, Al Pi Aloha, doesn't have to get the money. But the din doesn't change. The Chazanish gizot, yeah, das meinich. Chazanish gizot, yeah, das meinich. Chazanish gizot, the Chazanish. סתם, לגופם של דבורים תקה, most פויסקים תקה hold like this להלוכה, that if you find money today you can take it, even that the מציאס is the day that people are not so much במשמש בכיסם בכל שעה. Of Scheinberg, he's the machmir, because Scheinberg from Teroe, he says if you find money, the best thing is to give it to Tzedakah. Because the other person, Mistam is Nichele, that you'll give it at least to Tzedakah, because in our days, Taka, people are not Mamashmish. But as Kamas Apoiskim is Nishtase. It's very interesting. Yesterday night, I went to Bar Mitzvah. So I had a friend of mine, I meet him every day, but I didn't speak to him for a long time for different reasons. Anyways, I decided I was sitting near him on this one. I had a taxi waiting for me outside, I sat down. He tells me, I want to tell you something very nice on the parasha. I said, no, Baruch Zachum Shir. He tells me, I want to tell you the Baal Shem. So I want to tell you about the Baal Shem basic. But I know, the Chofetz Chaim Zochner says, Eichel Loshonor, if a person tells you, he knows something to tell you, you have to listen. Don't say, yeah, yeah, I know. So I decided, I will hear it again. I'm paying outside the taxi, look, I will hear it again. And he tells me the Baal Shem, and he tells me a different piece of the Baal Shem. And the words Eilai Mishpatim. The word Eilai Mishpat. Azak Tazim. Mokin Kavur. Azak the Baal Shem Azay. He says Azay state in I don't have the Sefer in my house, Baal Shem Al Atera. Why is this about the Sefer? And in that Sefer, it's and the Eilai Mishpatim is like a star, and at the bottom dot in state, a Maisef of the Baal Shem, he told him, Magin me, Chidengish Denomen, he told me. He told him, Shetim Eilei Mishpotim Eilei Seder Gulgalai. So the Baal Shem said, Baal Shem told that Talmud, you want me to explain to you Pshat in the Zohar? He told him, go to the whale, Dalton, the Be'er, till 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, come back. Kids, he goes, he hides near the tree, and he sees a Yid comes. A Yid comes, sits down, and he rests for half an hour, he gets up, he loses like a big wallet, and he leaves. After half an hour, another Yid comes, poor person comes, and he sees the wallet, takes it to his pocket, goes away. After another half an hour, comes a third Yid, he's thirsty, takes a drink and goes to sleep. In the meantime, after another half an hour, the first Yid comes back to look for his wallet. He comes, he picks up this person. You saw my purse? You saw my wallet? So he had him go. Give me it back, it's mine. I never saw it. The guy, Mamish, beats him up to Shtiklach. Mamish, because she is high. And the guy leaves. Gets him. Comes back to Baal Shem. 6 o'clock. Shem tells him, now I'll tell you. What happened here? That's the desire. The first person in the first Gilgul took money, Shaloi Kedin, from the second person. He had to come to this world to leave the money, and the second person will take the money. This person that got the clip, this was the dayan that was meir shaloike aloche to take out the money from this person to that person. So he was zeicher to get the clip from that person. This is the punishment if a dayan amol is dan shaloike aloche sidah chesh. So more and more Sanhedrin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem, Ani osi lipora, you matriach me. If you pass me shalom kedin al pi halacha, you matriach me. So don't say the Baal Shem. Eile ha-mishpotim, eile seder gulgalaya. So this is my heart in them. I want just know a famous maise from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Famous maise. Yeah, we know some of them. In England, we heard about this maise. That, it's given as a maise, that was a yid, that, Choshev Tamid Chochem, he sat and learned all of his life. But for Parnasse, a month a year he would go to the Yarit, to the market. He went a moment, he gave Schreire, and he would bought it, and as there, he gave Gishev for the ganze year. His wife told him once, Rebbe, why you have, you know, 1 month a year you don't learn? Give me the money, I will buy the Schreire, you can sit and learn even this month. He said, Givaldik, as I just hired. He sent her. He said, she went to the Yarit, and for sure she lost the money. The kids are nice, she doesn't know. She puts a tzetlach. The Baal Yid found the money. The kids everyone told him he has to give it back. He said, Motza Moes. Even though there's a semen, because Alocha Be'ir Sheruba Akum, you don't have to give back. Because the Baalim is Misyayesh, he says, Mistama the Goyim will take it. First is a rave that it came from the Goyim, and Stam, because we're Miyayesh, the Goyim will not bring it back. And maybe, I don't have to give it back. told him, yeah, but לפני משור הסדין, לפני משור הסדין. He said, what about לפני משור הסדין? I have five daughters in the house I have to marry. I could be לפני משור הסדין and not marry them off. I have to hold on to the money. The kids that he took him to the tenure by Rabbi Tzikil Cholan. So he comes like Rabbi Tzikil Cholan said, you have to give back the money. Why have to give back the money? So Rabbi Tzikil Cholan said like this, Yerushalay Midas. What do you mean Yerushalay Midas? The Gemara says, Odom Osir Mashad V'Kisa B'Chol Shah. Said, yeah. She doesn't own the money. Who owns the money? Her husband. He sent her a shliach. Litkunishtach, Ichlaili Yivusi. He didn't give her permission to Miyash. He gave her permission to buy with it stuff. Maybe he was never Miyash. He never understood she lost it yet. Yosh Lemidas, we have a Yosh. So, Stam is a kasha. So, Bechua, today when you find money in the street, maybe a lady lost it. So, time of the Gemara attack, I think the ladies didn't have the money. I think the husband held the money. Hi, this is Fakir. Oder und macht das Tage zurück, als eben gewinnen einmal. Oder Tage, öfter Heim Tage, maybe Heim, you let the ladies permission to me, ja, ich weiß nicht genau, und dann wissen, maybe aber er sei, Heim, bin auf Job machen wir sein. So, ich weiß nicht, dass er in Pomovic, aber ich weiß nicht, was ist ein der Aloha, ich weiß nicht, da wissen. Ich weiß nicht genau. Noch, als man hat sich in dem noch ein kleiner Meise auf dem, das bewusste Meise, das ist auch der Rebbe, Rebbe Zishan, sagt das Meise, Amol was, was a Isha, he went to collect money, he had to marry off his daughters, he went around the world, and he managed to collect 500 rubles to marry off his daughters, 500 rubles. And the way back, he goes near a house, and he hears screaming and yelling, he sees a kala with a kala dress, laying on the floor fainted, and they're waking her up, and she wakes up, and she again faints. It's like, what's he does? They tell him, Sigivenda, Hank Ben Achshi has to get married. So they say, well, since they get to our parsha. And she has to get married tonight. And her mother had 500 rubles on the side for the chassid. The kids of the chassid said, yeah, but far I go down to the chuppah, I want the money. I want the money from the almana. Far I get down to the chuppah, I want to see the girl. They told him the same. On the day of the chassid, you get the money. Kids are coming the day of the chassid. They came to the jeweler to take out the money. The girl didn't stop. The girl didn't stop. The chassid said, if there's no money, I'm not getting married tonight. The kala heard it, she fainted. They wake her up, she hears the story, she faints again. So the Rebbe of Zusha, I found the money. How much is it? 500? I found it. Just tell me exactly how it was. He said it was 2 bills of 100, 2 of 50, 5 of 20, and 10 of 10. So they said, it's in my, where I'm staying, I'll bring it. Fitzer, he comes to bring it. So the chassid says, okay, before the chassid, far get to the chuppah. He says, yeah, but lemaisa, it's a big mitzvah for me to give it. So I want percentage, 50 ruble for 500 for giving back. The chassid said, if you're not giving the whole thing, I'm not going down to the chassid. So he said, I don't have to give it bichlal if I don't want. Motzamayis b'chuzol sarei l'shavay. I'm doing a favor and I'm giving it back. The chassid says, if I'm not getting the whole 500, I'm not going down to the chassid. They came to the Rav of the Shtot. They gave a good clap to the Rebbe Reb Zusha. They took out the money from him. So Agane, a Yid asked, a Bizarion from a Yid asked, for Hashavas Aveide, the Baal Mizan, Unzer Parashah, Mitzvah for Hashavas Aveide. A Yid is not embarrassed to ask for money for Hashavas Aveide. They gave the money from the Rebbe Reb Zusha, and they gave it to the Chassid. Kitzel Leyomim, one of the people from the Shtot, he gang into, Baal Shem, Dosentine Talmidim. Does it then tell me they're not embarrassed? Macht a mitzvah in bed. It's darker for them. Hashem said, that's all right. I know that he's a chasheve. Punk was in the meisse weisach nish. Oh wait, he will come. I will ask him. Kitzel gekumme to the Baal Shem. Hashem asked him, what's my high? My high? Tell him, I was like, the hands. I never found the money. It was my 500 ruble that I collected for my daughter. I came into the house. And I saw such a matzim, I decided I'm giving my money. I said, I found it. Oh, so then I felt as a good day, it's a horror. I said, ah, Reb Zusha, Mr. Gute. You know, soon everyone will know that you're a tzaddik. So I decided, oh, no, I said, I found it. But when I'll bring the money, they will realize that it's not the same. So I especially asked them how it was. They told me, 200, 200s, 250s. I went to that place, I changed the money, I will look exactly the same. That no one will have. And the way, when I came to give it back, he came to me, the Yitzhahara, and told me, ah, such a Yidah does a mitzvah that no one could recognize that he did it. Doesn't leave no marks. Kids, I couldn't take away the guide. I decided I'd have machan a meiser. I will ask for schar. The ganze geiger will fall off the window. The mail, I said, I want that as 50. I want that as a schar. So then they forced, they took it out of me. So mail, like this, I was making the mitzvah lishma. זאת מפוסק אשר כי תקנה ואת עברי שישון עם יעבוד ובשבי יצא לחוף שכינו זאת מפוסק וייטר פוסק היי אם אומר יום הרועבת אוהבתי את אדוני ואת אישתי ואת בוני לא יצא חופשי זאת פוסק בו והגישו ואדוני ואל אלוהים והגישו אל הדלס או אל המזוזו ורוצה אדוני ואוזני במרצה ועבוד אל אלוהינו זאת רשי why we make a רצי at the oizen Rashi brings them a chilte. Omar Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Oy zen zu she shoma al arsinai lo yisignoi ve holcho ve gonav tirotza. This is Mokhru Beis Din that you sell him because he stole. Avos meicher atzmoi. Ve im meicher atzmoi. Oy zen she shoma al arsinai ki libne Yisrael avodim ve olach ve kono odi le atzmoi tirotza. Frank Rabbi Bloch from Tels. So Rashi says, Goynev, why you marzea the Goynev? Because you heard the signal and you went, we'll make a hole in your ear. Moichar asked me why we make a hole in his ear. Ki libne Yisrael avodim. V'lo avodim la'avodim. So why the first person, we don't make the hole in his ear, he wants to stay a Eved. Both of them, they answer. Rashi is like this, why you make a hole in his ear? You heard the signal and you stop, we'll make a hole in your ear. Why we making Moichar Atzmai? You hit Kilibne Yisrael Avodim, and you want to be a Eved, to make a hole in your ear. So why the first one, you have to come to the reason that he stole. He wants to stay now. He wants to stay in Anesh. He wants to stay. Hashem said, Kilibne Yisrael Avodim, make a hole in your ear. Why first Rashi has to say, why we make a hole in the ear? You hit the signal. So Rashi and Mecher Atzmei, why you make a hole in the ear? You hit Kilibne Yisrael Avodim, and he sold himself. Marushach, if you anyway have to say that this is the reason. The big one on the right. Zay Frank Rabloch. Zay Rabloch, a Givaldik Ezach. We don't make a retzia for someone that wants to stay. Why? What's a habit? Person is an Eved, he likes his Isha, he likes his kids, he likes his other Nebuch. If you tell him, why you want to stay? That mischazik zayin! It's not the way to fix it. You'll never manage to fix it. When someone is bad, we have to find the roots, the shoyresh. Now he wants to stay and he doesn't want to be Eved of Hashem, he fell into it already. He's used to his other, into his bed, to his room, to his bad friends. It's too late already. When we want to make a retzia, midat nachan a retzia in the shayrish. Why he came to all of this? Leisignoit. Mecher atzmoi, why he sold himself. We never make a hole in his ear why he wants to stay. Why he wants to stay? Because Hashem should not gonna feel it. A lot of times a person wants to be mischazik. Merube al bishtark, bishtaskas. Why you shvach? Bad roommates, bad friends. To fix them. And they've gone to the shayrish. When you see someone in heaven, don't start yelling him why you want to be heaven. They've gone to the shayrish. The Maril Diskin says, "Dobsa givaldi kevod," says the Maril Diskin. Lechure, if you make the hole in his ear because he stole, so why only if he wants to stay you make the hole in his ear? Make the hole in his ear, make the retzia, miyad when he stole. Michat ha-ganev, mach a hole in his ear. If he says he wants to stay after 6 years, then we'll mach when a retzia. Avos, we said, Shaitan Rashi, not because you want to stay. And my ratzmi, abo machu ha-bezin, avos mach when a retzia, and delay sigma. Manushach. Manushach, so don't do it. Er fragt, was sie das? Aber wir machen das, aber wir machen das nicht. Why? He's told. It's not the best thing.
I think we're really
drilling. You said the Rashi's not MS.
No.
Rashi says we're drilling because Rashi's a signal. You say Rashi just is like a pshetl. It's not a real pshat.
It's because he wants to sell himself.
Rashi doesn't say that. No, so I said, you say that's not a real reason.
But why did he fall in the trap? He fell in the trap now. What trap did he fall into? Selling himself. Why? Because of Lay Signal. But he didn't do anything wrong with his Lay Signal.
Rashi says, "Oh, this is Shalom of the signal." As that will make a hole. Zog Gemara of this can approach the Teretz. And what he stole, we're selling him. And what we sold, we're selling him. Hege kigen shen da einish. To be a eved for 6 years is genuga einish of the gneiv. Not ish machen holes in his ears. But it comes after 6 years and he says, "Ich will bleiben dort." Hast du gewinnen kein Eden von dir? Aber dann sehen wir, ich mache dir ein Loch in der... Till now, the best of English is to sell you. Come 6 years, gewaltig, ich will der. Ah, you like the Gehenem, dann geben dir ein anderer English. So, ich depose ich weiter. Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yudches. Vechi Yeruvun Anoshim, והיקו איש ישראל בו אבן או באגרוי, ולא יומוס, ונופע למשקוב, אם יוקום ויסה לך בחוץ על משענתו וניקו המקר, רק שיפטו ייתן ורפו ירפה. כאן שניתנו רשוס לרוי פלרפס. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk says that you have to pay ריפו. חוץ ומנזק, צער, בוישס, שבס, you have to pay ריפו. So given about a מייסר בני ברק. That meister girl from Rabbi Povansky. Once we flew together in America, we were sitting near each other, he was telling me this meister, flying to England, God. So it's given a meister in Bnei Brak. Two Yidin were fighting. Shemayim, God. And like one hit the other person, and that mama, she gave him as a box, he fell down on the floor, he lost consciousness. The kids are meister, they called the ambulance, Bachuf, they took him to the hospital. They were sure that the brain episode, I don't know how you call it, the damage of the brain, they got machen CT with all these kind of new Sachen, CAT scan, with all these kinds. It costs a lot of money, that's $20,000. After 24 hours, the guy wakes up. Gornish, Holch Hashem, Givaldik. Till here the mice says, nice. Kids, the enemy is finished, Holch Hashem goes out of the hospital. Before he goes out, they give him a bill of $20,000. CAT scan, CT, FPD, all the things they give him. $20,000. Say it. He pays, he gives a check. He goes to the mazik, tells him, state, verapa yirapa. He's going to the base in the bank, back. Verapa yirapa. It's like, Yenem, what do you want from me? What happened to you? I gave you a bang, you didn't breathe a little bit, you fainted, nothing happened to you, and you woke up. Because the doctors thought that maybe you have a brain damage and they made a CT with a CAT scan with all the mice, I have to pay for it? What I did to you? Rapa or rapa? You have a scratch? I will sew it. What else you have? Acamol? I'll give you Acamol. What? No, I'm saying you, I'll pay, I'll go to hell. I'm a Gomesh Gishen to do. Sigandim Yoinus. Sigandim Yoinus. The basin of Nebra Gipaskin that he has to pay. Zot mir Rebbe Opovarsky, Beitin shal Gazlonim him. Beitin shal Gazlonim him. And Zot HaMosho. A person will take 2 cups of water, will put poison in one of them, and will start to, like, 1, 2, 3, you know, mix them around, open your mouth, pour it into you. Now, you're not sure if you're poisoned or not. You run to the hospital, you come there to tell you it's only water. I have to pay you over half a year half a year. Kolish Gemaat Sadu. Nishgoyim. Fadigyat. It's about an ear gun. It's supposed to do us. I go to someone in the back and shoot him with an ear gun. He feels the blood. He lives to the hospital with kids and they check him out. Blood is out. It's garnish. I have to pay. Rapa you rapa? I gave you a bang. You fainted. It's gemet. It's gemet. So, that's even the shayla. So, Rebel Zog, because I often the taste of becoming the planet Gimel, before Shazay V.M. Often the taste of becoming the planet Gimel. We learned it's still the Sugis. We don't love it, Gimel. And so, Tesis said that it's not shy rechetim to have ripui by animal. Because Manushak, you sell it, there's no rechetim to have ripui by animal. Because how much you break his foot, sell it, see how much is the difference in price. So the buzz, big enough community. you hit an animal and it faints, so the price, no one will buy it now. Kozman it's a suffix, head damage, no one will buy it. If on Tzripu you have a right to make a cat scan, so on Tzripu you will have to pay it. On Tznezik, no one will pay, no one will buy it. And it's Gromer, you don't have to pay it. No, on Tznezik you can't. No, on Tznezik you can't charge for it because you have to prove that I did it. But I could charge for the cat scan. No, Manushach, we'll find out what happened to it. And it will help with Manushach. If it didn't damage, you'll pay me $20,000. And if it's damaged, you'll help me to fix it. Masha'enken. So, Irki Fek Mein Rebbe from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me that you have to pay me. You have to pay me. I said, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, you have to pay me. He said, in the cups of water, he's not sure. This is Kim Maisen Mazik. But the Sidor Maisen Mazik, everything what you have to check. I'll explain to you what I mean, Lamosho. Lamosho, a person, you hit it. So you have to pay the people. You have to go to the hospital. To make 5,000 blood tests to check what he has. Only one is Nagia. Does his Ripui? Kahu say that a Ripui? I think Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is up. Gemara says, "V'rapo yirape, mikan shenit no reshus l'roifel erapes." We say in davening, "Kikel melech roifel ne'mon v'rachamon oto." So the Ritmimen, the Sefer Tesis Bikurim says, "Kikel melech roifel ne'mon v'rachamon oto." Melech roifel ne'mon v'rachamon. A nice title. Melech roifel ne'mon v'rachamon. This is ne'mon v'rachamon. Zot in all the doctors, you can't be a Neman and a Rachman. If you're a Neman, on Nishkin Rachmanis, you tell him what he has to do. If you're a Rachman, so Nishkin good doctor. So can he say, a Rachman can he say, Nishkin Rachman. If you have to cut the foot, you cut the foot. Other a Neman, other a Rachman. Only by Kodish Boruch, who don't mean Zok, a Kodish Boruch, who can say, a Matzev, from Reufe, Neman, and Rachman. The other one from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, when the Chasim Sefer was sitting with his kids, with his Talmidim, and the Shegetz came in, and the Shegetz gefragt the Chasam Sefer, what's the pshat, we say, what's the pshat, we say, ki Baruch Ato Hashem, Roif Echoylei Amo Yisrael. Say, Roif Echoylei Amo Yisrael. Right? As they say, Roif Echoylei Amo Yisrael. It's nish demes. He's also merapid the goyim. Fakir, we have better hospitals. Ki melech roif echoy le'amo Yisrael. Why roif echoy le'amo Yisrael? He's merapid everyone. So why we say roif echoy le'amo Yisrael? He's merapid everyone, not only amo Yisrael. So Chasam Sefer told him, Fakir, we say every morning, roif echoy basor mafli la'asos. Mish roif echoy le'amo Yisrael. We say in the morning, roif echoy basor mafli la'asos. Frag me rastire. In the morning we say, Roif echol bosor umaf li lasres. In Shmonesr we say, Roif echol le'amu Yisrael. Chasam Sefer told him, I'll tell you, Gevald, I'll give you. Then Chasam Sefer has by the Yidden, a person is sick. But we'll start by the Goy. Because Baruch decides a Goy made a Averes, he deserves a punishment for 5 years to bleed in his nose. So after 5 years, the Machle finishes. Kushboch is Messiah that he go to the doctor in 5 years and they found exactly the medicine and in 5 years he becomes better. But in the middle of the machle he doesn't become better. When the machle has to finish, Kach is Begzeret with the doctors, Hashem is Mesadret with the doctors, but he becomes better. By the Yidden, even a moment in the middle of the sick, if they do tshuva, Kushboch is Merape. Roife Choyle Yamu Yisrael. But the Goyim is Nishkan Roife Choyle. It's Roife Chol Boso. This is Yikum in the Tzayit. When the Shegetz went out, Talmidim asked the Chasam Sefer, this is a Pshetl. What a real Pshetl. Now listen, but the Chasam Sefer does gaze a Pshetl. Now you say, oh, that's a good revolt. The Chasam Sefer does gaze a Pshetl. Chasam Sefer told him that the Emes the Pshat is a Zay. Shmonesre is Nitzchis. Chazal say, "Mipnei man nitkeno milo bashmini, mit neima nitko nitkeno birkas refoeinu bashminis, the eighth bracha in shmoneser is refoeinu. Why the eighth bracha is refoeinu? Keneged milo shenitno bashminis. So the birkas refoeinu was nitken keneged the milo, because this machle will be allemol baklal Yisrael. מחבות את זה, זה מחובה. This machler will be alamol baklal Yisrael. If this machler will be alamol baklal Yisrael, this is the reason it's roi fechoy le'amo Yisrael. Because the birkas refa'enu was nitken b'yesoidoi for the mila. This is the reason we say roi fechoy le'amo Yisrael. Look at the posuk weiter. Posuk chof beis. וכי ינוצו אנושים, ונוקפו איש אהור, ויוצו ילדר, ולא יהיה עושה, עונש יהיה עונש. ולא יהיה עושה, we know, all of us learned already, מסכתס, נושא נזיקים, ולא יהיה עושה, אם יהיה עושה, נזקים לבדירה במיני. ולא יהיה עושה, if the lady, פוסק חוב בייס, if the lady would not die, עונש יהיה עונש, כאשר יושס עולו בלו אישו, ונוסן בפלילי. And he has to give it, בפלילי means בבייסטי. So Miskirov says, they got the parsha meredo. Eila mishpotim asher tosim lifneim. Punkin, this posuk, the posuk has to say, v'nosam biflilim. So the Miskirov has a givaldike vol, zot perazay. How you read the posuk? V'chi yinutzu anoshim v'nokfu yishohoro v'yotzu yelodeo. V'lo yiyo osoim. Aber im yiyo osoim, kim lebedara b'milei. Aber im lo yiyo osoim, so you have to pay the plilim. Zot perazay. We know, when it's kim lebedara b'milei, aber lo tzu sidei shamayim yichayim. Right? What's the Shemayim Yichayev or not? Yichayev. But it doesn't get possible. Also, then you give up your Beis Din. Aber ve'iyeh also, you give lots of Sidei Shemayim. The whole parasha doesn't have to say ve'nosan b'plilim. Versteht man ve'nosan b'plilim. Aber da wir sagen, as you don't mechuyev lots of Sidei Shemayim. So we said that it's ve'loyeh also, then you put with the other, then you have to ve'nosan b'plilim. Aber you also, but maybe you don't have to. It's much of the pasuk. Pasuk chovo. V'chiyah ki ish esein avdo yoyes eina mosoi. V'shich aso. L'chof she yeshalchenu tachas eina. If you take out the eye or the tooth of the eved, v'mshen avdo yoshen amosoi yapil, l'chof she yeshalchenu tachas shinoi. V'mshen avdo yoshen amosoi yapil, chovov chov zayen, לחוב שיש עלכנו תחס עיני. We know if you take out the shein ועיני ועבד, the עבד goes out לחוב שי. סבא החקירה, משחקר פה רבי יעקב קמינצקי, בשם רבי יעקב קמינצקי, סבא זה החקירה. Why the עבד is יויצה בשין ועין? If you take out the shein ועיני ועבד, the עבד is יויצה בשין ועין. Why the עבד is יויצה בשין ועין? I'll tell you two צדדים. Why the עבד is יויצה בשין ועין? One צד, it's a punishment to you. Be careful. We don't want to start to think of the eyes and the teeth of the body. So we punish you. Other, it's a payment for the Eved. I will explain myself a bit clearer. If I break your window, why I pay you? It's a punishment for me or it's a payment for you? It's a payment. Abba Lava Zayf HaMechal Shabbos, it's a payment to Hashem or it's a punishment? It's a punishment. Shen Ve'ayin is a punishment. You're not careful. The Eved, it's not Shach, it's an Eved. For a teeth, you don't deserve to give, to get a whole freedom. Other name, the Shein Ve'ayin, the Tashlum is freedom. What are the Pashas? Pashas is the Oynish. The Pashas is the Oynish. So Rabbi Yankiv, this, when I was a kid in America, the Rabbi Yankiv Faher, when he finished Masech the Brochus, this was Rabbi Yankiv with Faher and Masech the Brochus. So the Gemara in Brochus Dafei. Yisurim memarkim kol avenoisov shel odom. Ashrei odom asher tiyasrenu ko umiteroscho telamdenu. This is the Gemara. Ashrei ish asher tiyasrenu ko umiteroscho telamdenu. Al tikri telamdenu elo telamdeinu. Dovor ze mitoroscho lomadnu. This thing that Yisurim memarkim kol avenoisov shel odom, we learn from unzer teire. How we learn from unzer teire? How we learn it from unzer teire. So the Gemara says two mehalach. The first mehalach, the Gemara says, nemar bris b'melach, v'nemar bris b'yisurim. מה מלח ממריק הסבוסו? אף איסורים ממריקים אף לא ישתם של אודם. סקם הנרמר סז, קל וחוימר משן ועין. ומה שן ועין שהם ראשי אבורים של עבד, עבד יועצה בהם לחירוס. איסורים שממריקים כל גופה של אודם, על החס כמה וכמה. So we have two מקורס מדתוירה, that איסורים ממריקים כל אבן היסוף של אודם. The first marker that איסורים ממריקים כל אבן היסוף של אודם is from where? בריס במלח ובריס באיסור. מה מלח ממריק הסבוסו? אף איסורים ממריקים כל אבן היסוף של אודם. Second רושס, קל וחיים משן ועין, ומה שן ועין שהם ראשי אבורים של אודם, אודם יועץ בהם לחירוס. איסורים שממריקים כל אבן היסוף של אודם, איסורים שממריקים כל אבן היסוף של אודם, על אחס כמה וכמה. איסורים שממריקים כל אבן היסוף של אודם, על אחס כמה וכמה. פרקט ביאנקב קמינצקי, if it's a payment, it's very geschmack. If for losing my eyes, I get freedom, for having Yisurim, all of my avers go away. But if it's not a tashlum for the Eved, it's a punishment for the other that he was not careful, so what is the Kalbochayma? What is the Kalbochayma? If Shen ve'ayin yoyitza lecheirus, a punishment to the other, so if Hashem gave you Yisurim, what's the Kalbochayma? No shayach Kalbochayma. What is the Kalbochayma? Hashem was not careful, what was the Kalbochayma? If it's a payment, you suffered so much, become free. If I had Yisurim, for sure I'll become free from all of my avayas. But if it's not bichlal a payment to the other, to the heaven, it's a punishment to the other, and the kalbuchayim are heptach nishtam. I was talking once in a levaya, a choshev yid, that when he was a young, he was shon of a pirish, and towards the end of his life, he became a bal tshuva. But miyad after he became bal tshuva, he became migat genemachle, and he was sick all of his life. And the Levaya was Friday afternoon, maybe it was 40 people there, Rabbi Yashi, and Paul mentioned. It was Friday afternoon, and they made him a Levaya, it was a very choshev yid, he was mamish shalom v'pirish, and then he became bal tshuva, and lemaisa miyad that he became bal tshuva, he became bal yisurim, and he suffered for 20 years, and he died. He couldn't, he was mamish not normal when he suffered. He was talking brain damage. The kids are amaisas, Rabbi Yankele v'galitzki, took a box, a tnuva box, he climbed on it in the Levaya, and he said, "I'm not going to claim it to be a hesped." And he brings this gemore. Yisurim amarkim kol avinu yisuf shel odom. Odom nema bris b'melach, nema bris b'yisurim. Odom kal v'chayim ha-mishen v'ayim. Frank, what is the nafkemina if you learn it out from bris b'melach, or you learn out that yisurim amarkim kol avinu yisuf kal v'chayim ha-mishen v'ayim? It's like Rabbi Yankel v'azan nafkemina. If you learn it out from shen v'ayim, shen v'ayim, the gemore says, v'shichaso ad sheyechaven l'shachaso. And if he's planning to hit his Eved, what would be if the other walks in his house and a mistake, he bumps into his Eved and the tooth falls out? It's not Yoytze L'Cheiros. Zokter, L'fidem and the Oma that you learn from Shen Ve'ayin, it's only if you have Kavona to be Miskaper in the Yisurim. But the man the Oma that you learn out from salt, when salt pours on the meat, meat Kavona, on Kavona, the meat becomes Memura. So the we passed him in Beis Shalmato like the first man Noama, that he saw him a chaver even on Kavone. So if a Yid suffers for 20 years, even if he nishvi at Kavone b'shaas the Yisurim, over Yisurim and Markim Kol Avinu Yisuf Shel Odom. The Pasuk is Mamshich, the Pasuk Zot, in Perek Chof Beis. Im b'machteres imotze aganev, v'huko v'meis en lo idome. It's a very shvere parsha. Chofbeis Pasuk Aleph, if a person comes to steal in the middle of the night, he is chayev mise, Chofbeis Pasuk Aleph, im b'machteres imotze agame v'huko v'meis, en lo idomim. That's the Gemara Halacha, if Baba Machteres, that if you're sitting in the Machteres and someone comes in the window, and he comes to steal, you're allowed to kill him. Abo lehorgecho ha-shkem lehorge. Why, he didn't come to kill. He didn't come to kill. The Torah says, but he knows that if you will see that he wants to take your money, you will stop him to take the money, and he will kill you. So you're allowed to kill him already. Does it dialogue? Frekta de kasha. You're coming into the house and you see a guy coming in the window. In unzere Torah state, take a gun, you shoot his head. Why is it right? Because he knows that you will not let him to take the money, So he wants the melee, he will kill you. If you try to stop him, he will kill you. So you're allowed to kill him. Feitach de kashe. Feitach shlom zalman oyerbach in Arab Shach. What is the head? Zaloche yochel atzilui be'echot me'evorov, yimuchuyim to be matzah. Let him to steal the money, and he will not want to kill you, and the melee, he will not be a roidef. Let him to take the money, he will not want to kill you, and you will not want to kill him. So some people learn as a chazoke ein odom emed al mamoyne. It's a chazoke. But this chazoke is very shver. I'm asking you what you do if you see a rabbi in the middle of the night in your house. You pull the blanket over stronger. Right? So take a shalin alochem biu aloche. If you saw a rabbi coming into your house and you didn't go up, you say, agoyimel in the morning or not? So biu aloche brings down some shidus holds, agoyimel. Because it's a chazoke that you will stop him, and if you manage not to do it, that's machan agoyimel. And biu aloche says, pashtas machan agoyimel. You know, you try to say that he will not see that you're awake and he will not kill you. So what is the heter to stand up and kill him? So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri is medayik in the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam brings down this halacha, Boba Machteres, not in Hilchus Rotzeach, in Hilchus Ganef. Loshon Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is, Midinei HaGanef, Shenargenu Kshiyove Bamachteres. So it's a Ravadeh Bekol HaTirekulot, that's Hedish Kim Roidev. It's Medina Aganev that we dance on him Kiilu he's a Roidev. Abba, when Zalman Oyerbach wanted to be Mechadish of Chilush La'aloche, he told me that I could pass him like this on Pinchas Pesach. That if a person comes to your house and wants to take your money, and you're sitting in the other room, and you know he doesn't see you, and he's going to take the money, and if you go into the room and tell him, don't take the money, he will want to kill you. You're allowed to go in to tell him not to take the money. If he wants to kill him, he wants to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. He said the example. You're standing in the street, and a person takes out a gun and tells you, don't walk, because if you walk, I will shoot you. You take a gun, you shoot him, and you carry on walking. I want to walk here, and you want to kill me, you're right. I don't walk, I want to walk. I don't have an Indian not to walk. You're walking in the street, and tell a guy, please, here, we don't let people to walk. Take a gun, you kill him, you carry on walking. It's even in Shabbos you're allowed to do it. He's a roidef. Ayaz aloch yochel atzilu mechem me'evorov. This is when you're going to kill him, please first shoot his foot before his head. But you don't mechuyev not to go, and bring the haraya. The Gemara says that Zimri, when he was boiled the Aramis, was kanoim poigim, but Pinchas wanted to kill him. Pinchas killed him. So in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a mesirus nefesh of Pinchas. Because ilu nefach Zimri ve'arogoy lepinchos lo yoner agolo. Because the halacha is that even the kanoim poigim boy, but you're allowed to kill the kanoim. The kanoim is allowed to kill you, but you're allowed to kill the kanoim midin roidus. This is the mesirus nefesh, talking for a kanoim. This is the halacha of b'zman hazeh. It's the halacha of b'zman hazeh. I had a meiser, I had a person working by me. He was an Arab, and he spoke Hebrew. I asked him why I speak Hebrew. Tell me my mother is a Yid. I said, so you're a Yid? He said, yeah. By the Arab law, I'm an Arab. By the Yid, I'm a Yid. I'm the same. And who you married to? He told me, I'm married to an Arab. I told him, the Allah is Kanai Pagin Bai. Kanai Pagin Bai. I told him, I have to kill you. I went over to him, I put my hand on his neck. I told him, I have Allah to kill you. I was myself in my house. No, it was not. I didn't take danger for no one else. He told me, "Smoot, so why are you not doing it?" I told him, "I have to be b'shas ma'aseh, because I'll say you have to see." So, but if I will see you b'shas ma'aseh, I will kill you. I says, "The only halacha is you don't have to have a beis din. I'm a kanoi, and I'm telling you, I cannot pay you." So he told me, "So what I could do? I mean, I can't get out of it." I said, "Jump out the window." And he says, what if I will not die? I said, I'll come and I'll step on you. That's the kind of thing. That's the halacha b'zman hazeh. I hear him allowed to kill you. That's the halacha b'zman hazeh. That's the halacha b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara says that it was Mesirus Nefesh of Pinchas that he did it because Zimri could kill him. How Zimri could kill Pinchas? If Zimri would leave Kosbi Batsur and he would not do the Be'ile, Pinchas will have to stop. So what is the heter of Zimri to kill Pinchas Atzroidev? The Kanoi has the Aloha of Roidev. He's allowed to be Kanoi, but the person that is doing the Aveira is allowed to kill the Kanoi Medin Roidev. Don't do the Aveira, and Pirus will have to kill you. And I want to. Even if it's Aveira, I'm allowed to do Aveiras. It's my business to do Aveiras. If you want to kill me, I will kill you. The Gemara says, Lo yoyim ne'erak. I want to walk you. If you're stopping me, I will kill you. אז זה יפה שם שעוזר מהלא אוכל למעשה. המקרה יחדה זו לנו חידוש מלכי שבס, אבל תניש דמוק איתו. לא מגן ויתו. זאת בפוסק ויתו. עלן גפר שלו, עלן גפר שלו. אתה סקיפ עוד רבית. חוף בייז, חוף א'. כל אלמונה ויוסם לא יסענו, כי אם אנה סענו אויסוי, כי אם צויק יצק אליי, שומו יאש מהצעקוסי, וחורו אפי ורק בי עשר מחרב, ואויו נשייכם אלמונה סופריכם יסוימים. כל אלמונה ויוסם לא יסענו. זה הלוך ינר לה תומנה יוסם ואלמונה. So I had a shayla, when I was a bocher, I had a shayla, and I sent it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Almona that remarries, stays the issue of kol almona lo yisanu, tzachaloi shem almona that sticks lo ilon voed, or it's not, she's married already, lo zoxme. How you learn till now? Never thought about the shayla? It was gila on the parasha. So what Misvori would say, she's already married, or is almona. In Leket Yoyshev, from Talmid Rabbeinu Tam, from Talmid Rumas Adeshen state, Moiri Mohara Segal, it's the Rumas Adeshen, Hoyo Nizar Bekvoid Ishtoi, She'almona Neso. State in Rumas Adeshen was Makbidas Kvoid Ishtoi, She'almona Neso. So Bechalfes Rech Gimein Tamov, Os Nishkin Raya Muchachas. Because why are you not allowed to Metzayar Almona? Because every time she thinks, oh, if my husband would be here, oh, Chalal, I lost my husband. Second marriage, she already has a husband. But if the second husband is not nice to her, she says, "Oi, where's my first husband?" So the Sadeshne, these are the great Ishtar, can't run in the soil. So Gishik to Rebchaim Kanievsky, has locked me a poshet, that if she got married again, Oi, still have money. Dach tzorechom epsa shtikl rai fun a Rashi, nun zore parashat v'deshayim. Rashi